Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
There was a time in my life, say a year or so ago, when I still played baseball. Not backyard baseball, tossing a ball back and forth with my grandson, which, by the way, I did and enjoyed. No, I'm talking about real baseball. I played on a team in an organized league, and once or twice a year I would travel to compete in tournaments in Florida, New York, and Arizona, alongside other guys in their 60s and 70s. I would never try to convince you that I was any good at it, but what matters is that even at age 80, I was still out there trying to hit a curveball. It kept me off the streets and out of trouble. My late wife, Diane, always supportive of my passion for baseball, would come to my games and pretend to be interested. She had a great line she shared with friends. "Watching Tom and his buddies play," she said, "is like watching baseball in slow motion." She was right, of course, even though the truth hurt. Now those days are over, and I must accept a painful reality. I know exactly when the end came. I was playing second base in a tournament game in Fort Myers when the batter hit a slow roller to me. I knew I had to hurry and make a hard throw to get him out. I fired the ball toward the first baseman, but it never got there. The pain in my shoulder was excruciating, and I knew in an instant I had done serious damage. Indeed, x-rays confirmed that I had ripped tendons in my shoulder. The surgeon said he could repair the mess, but the rehab would be long and difficult, especially at my age. Well, I could read the tea leaves. It was time to hang up my uniforms, and believe me, I've got a closet full of them. I walked away from the game saddened, but with no regrets. If I was destined to go down with a serious injury, at least it happened at the best possible place, on a baseball diamond. So that's how a lifetime of playing baseball ended. No more Roy Hobbs tournaments in Florida. No more Legends of Baseball tournaments in Cooperstown. No more wooden bat tournaments in Fort Myers. What I'm left with are wonderful memories of exciting victories, tough losses, and lasting friendships. I even got to play the game I love against a few aging former major leaguers. True baseball fans will remember the name Bill Lee, a good pitcher for the Boston Red Sox decades ago. When I stepped in to hit against him, he motioned for his outfielders to play really shallow, right behind the infielders. That hurt. I don't remember how the at-bat went, but I'm sure it did not go well or I'd be bragging about it. Three of the best friends that baseball gave me remain close buddies today. Years ago, we gave each other nicknames. Bob Curtis became Broadway Bob because he was at his best under the bright lights. Jim Adray became Spikes because he blew out a new pair of baseball shoes the first time he wore them in a game. And me? Well, they decided to call me Warning Track, a not-so-subtle dig at my inability to hit a ball very far. I think I'll put that on my tombstone. Here lies Tom. He finally made it to the Warning Track.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.